Israeli settlers snuck into the Palestinian village of Orif, south of Nablus, early Monday morning and set fire to the main door of the Rabat Mosque, located on the outskirts of the village.
This morning, at about 3:30, settlers came down from Yitzhar settlement, came to this new founded mosque, and bent.
This area of Orif is attacked so frequently by Israeli settlers that the villagers installed metal bars and wires on the Rabat Mosque's windows and door in order to protect the inside of the mosque from further settler arson. Residents of Orif complained that the Israeli settlers from the illegal settlement of Yatar enter the village at least four times a week and wreak havoc every time. Palestinians in Orif have noticed an escalation of settler violence during the past 3 years.
They generally come and attack farmers in their fields, attack people in their houses, steal sheep, break windows, doors, burn the trees and cut the trees too.
Personally, my property has been attacked several times. I had a car and it took me a long time to be able to pay for it. And the settlers set it on fire. Then they burned the mini market that I opened in the garage. And they burned my livelihood with it. They burned my neighbor's bulldozer and my other neighbor's beehive.
Israeli settler violence and vandalism has even forced the Palestinians of Orif to change trivial aspects of their life in order to protect themselves from such attacks.
My sons and daughters will sleep in the salon. We don't sleep in the outside rooms, which have windows, because we are frightened of the settlers and they're throwing hand pumps through the windows to the house.
Israeli settlers also set fire to a car and spray-painted racist slogans in the village of Sinjil between Ramallah and Nablus early Monday morning. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Ramallah.